Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 2nd, 2011. At this time, the Palestinians reaffirmed their position to ask for recognition of independent Palestine in September. Israel denies hundreds of internationals entry to visit Palestine. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli troops attacked on Friday the weekly nonviolent protests in a number of West Bank villages. This week, protesters marched in solidarity with Freedom Flotilla 2, detained in Greece, and the Welcome to Palestine participants. The details with IMEMC's George Rishmawi.
Protests were reported in the village of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in, and Na'lin in the central West Bank, as well as Al Ma'sara in the south. In Bil'in village on Friday, international and Israeli supporters joined villagers and pre-planted trees. In Bil'in village on Friday, international and Israeli supporters joined villagers and replanted trees on land given back to local farmers after the army adhered to the court order and rerouted the wall around Bil'in, giving the villagers half of their lands back. Also on Friday, one boy and a youth were slightly injured when troops fired tear gas at the marchers in the village of Nabi Saleh near Ramallah. Villagers and their Israeli and international supporters dragged a mock ship they named, quote, Popular Resistance Flotilla, end quote. As soon as they moved outside of the village, troops showered them with tear gas. In addition to the two injured, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Protests were held in Greece after the Greek government prevented the Gaza flotilla boats from sailing off its shores to Gaza and detained the captain of the ship. Passengers, mostly Americans, gathered in front of the U.S. Embassy in Athens to demand the release of the captain and the ships as well. The flotilla passengers stated their goal is to reach Gaza and bring to its population essential material. Israel forbids its entry to the besieged coastal region. In the nearby village of Na'lin, where the residents and their Israeli and international supporters held the Friday midday prayers near the Israeli wall, protesters then marched up to the wall area. Troops fired tear gas at protesters, causing many to suffer from tear gas inhalation. In the southern West Bank on Friday, villagers protested against the wall and settlements in Al Ma'sara village near Bethlehem. Israeli troops stopped villagers from reaching the construction site of the wall and fired tear gas at them to force them back into the village. The Welcome to Palestine campaign was launched by 40 Palestinian organizations, popular committees, and political parties who invited hundreds of internationals from different parts of the world to come to Palestine and meet local families and visit Palestine and stand in solidarity with the Palestinian people in their peaceful struggle. While campaign organizers insisted that all their participants are committed to nonviolence, Israel attempted to prevent them all to arrive to the country. The Ministry of Interior addressed all the airlines and provided them with a list of around 400 people who Israel said they are not allowed to enter Israel and threatened the airlines in case any of those people boarded on their planes, Israeli airport security will delay the flights and force them to go back to their countries on the same plane. Many of the airlines contacted the passengers and canceled their reservation based on this request from Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu assigned the Minister of Internal Security to act with determination against any of those participating in the Welcome to Palestine campaign. When some participants of the campaign arrived at the airport in Israel, where some managed to go through, dozens were detained and sent back. Israeli peace activists welcoming participants at the airport were also arrested and attacked by both security forces and some other Israeli civilians. The campaign organizers held a press conference Friday morning at the Peace Center in Bethlehem, where they addressed the international community and explained the purpose of the campaign. Dr. Mazen Komsiya, a spokesperson of the campaign, said the campaign is designed to start on July 9th, the day when the International Court of Justice ruled the wall illegal in 2004 and demanded the wall to act to remove it. 1 year later, the Palestinian civil society organizations launched their call to the international community to act in order to implement the World Court ruling. For IMEMC.org, this is George Rishmawi.
Palestinian Authority reaffirms it is going to ask for UN recognition of a Palestinian state on the 1967 border lines. Meanwhile, Israel says it is barring access of International Solidarity activists into the occupied Palestinian territories. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mahari has more.
In response to the U.S. Congress's warning to the Palestinian Authority that Washington withhold annual financial aid if the PA goes ahead with its state declaration move at the UN, Secretary General of the Palestinian People's Party and MP Bassam Al-Salhi said that the PA should go ahead with the move. Al-Salhi considered such a position as an utter and rude siding with the Israeli occupation that continues to disregard UN resolutions pertaining to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The MP also added that the Palestinians and Arabs should have a unified stance by moving ahead to the UN. Meanwhile, Israeli government has been relentlessly involved in meetings that are aimed at blocking arrival of Freedom Flotilla II aid convoy ships for Gaza. This week, Israeli aviation authorities have taken some measures at Israel's airports to prevent hundreds of international pro-Palestinian activists from landing on those airports in support of the Palestinian people. Earlier this week, two French and Swiss ships managed to set sail to Gaza shores from a Greece seaport despite a Greek decision to stop 10-ship flotilla from setting sail to Gaza in an attempt to break the Israeli blockade of the territory in a place for 5 years now. On the internal Palestinian level, Hamas's senior leader in Gaza, Dr. Mahmoud al-Zahar, blamed the Palestinian president of Fatah, Mahmoud Abbas, for the delay in implementing a reconciliation deal signed in Cairo a couple of months ago.